Welcome to Kira Calgary and More Than Money. And Rob, earlier, Dave and I had the opportunity to talk about his favorite topic, bonds and fixed income. Now, that can be boring to some, but when you get to hear the interview that we did with the market strategist from PIMCO, one of the largest, if not the largest, bond management firm in the world, it gives you a different view of the opportunities and the risks are out there. So I wanted to have this chance put out this interview. It is pre-recorded, but let's go right into it.
Ray, we're Tony Crescenzi, and we're talking about the bond markets. So Tony is a portfolio manager and market strategist for PIMCO. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here.
Let's talk a little bit about our favorite topic these days, inflation and interest rates. Maybe you can give us a little high-level take, sort of where we are in the cycle of rate increases and inflation.
Well, an investor should have confidence that the inflation rate eventually will go down. Many are anxious about it, thinking the inflation rate will stay high. They think that way as consumers, perhaps, as business owners, and even as investors, so that leery, perhaps, of fixed income. But an investor should have confidence in the inflation rate's eventual decline because of the power of the Federal Reserve. We would point to a press conference recently by the Federal Reserve chair after the last Fed meeting, where the chair was questioned. The reporter said, would you be satisfied with 3% inflation? He said, Powell, the words satisfied and 3% shouldn't be used in the same sentence. It's another way of saying, as the inflation rate declines, it will not be happy until it's declined far enough toward its price objective, 2%. And it's already in that zone, what we'd call at PIMCO 2-point-something. The PCE, the so-called personal consumption expenses deflator, complex gauge of inflation the Federal Reserve targets, is already below 3%. It's at 2.8% year over year. So, and that's several points below where the peak was. And so there should be confidence, what there isn't, that the inflation rate will decline. Not broad enough for investors. So that's one of the most important things to do. The adage, don't fight the Fed, is apropos now. Don't fight the Fed in 2022 meant run for the hills.
Right.
Everything's going down, equities and bonds, because it was a reset from 0 to 5%. Today, don't fight the Fed means expecting success.
So, Tony, we keep on hearing about the interest rate, the jittery that some investors, and a lot of the attention from the media talking about the next rate cut. When's it going to happen? How much is it going to happen? And that seems like it's all the attention on the media side. How important now, knowing what you know, is a rate cut required? And what's the magnitude of that kind of a rate cut that's required?
Well, in PIMCO, of course, would like to take long-term orientation because it's difficult to get to know with precision when an interest rate change will occur. So we have to think about a series of quarters in terms of what will happen. We could look at the bond market, what it's priced for, and determine whether or not that pricing is correct in our judgment. The bond market's price for the Federal Reserve to keep its policy rate around 4% the rest of the decade. Remember, it was not too long ago at 0%. Mm-hmm. So what are the odds that perhaps someday, because something happened, a recession, some financial instability issue or what have you, that yields go further lower than 4%? Reasonably high in our judgment. And so, yes, there's a question about when. We asked this question to Ben Bernanke, who we met with recently in Newport Beach for an annual gathering, devising a five-year outlook. And we're all on the same page that it's on the way in the second half of the year, most likely. Be patient. But the big thing, real to final words, is worldwide, rate cuts are likely to happen faster, including perhaps in Canada and Australia and other places where there's a little more stress on households. And so it's a global bond market again, which is exciting. It's a $130 trillion bond supermarket.
So let's maybe talk a little bit about that. Can you give us a sense of what has to happen? What should investors be looking for to regain the confidence that that you suggest we've lost to not fight the Fed? What do we have to keep our eye on?
Sort of like a bucket capturing water dripping. Just look for the small things that eventually can build up to something bigger, fill up that bucket. And the bucket in this case means having done enough to get the economy to slow enough to bring the inflation rate down enough to allow interest rate cuts. And there are a few indicators. One, for example, is an odd one. It's difficult to follow, but you just have to try to figure out whether it's happening and maybe look in the news. It's bank lending. banks lending money at a slower pace in the U.S., bank lending standards, meaning making it they're tighter, it's harder to get a loan. Bank loan growth is only 2% since March 2023, when the banking system in the U.S. was under a lot of stress. It's typically around 5%. So that means small business owners won't have as much capital money available to expand or grow or establish themselves. Eventually, water dripping down, fill that bucket, meaning a slower pace of growth, disinflation, rebalancing of the labor market, et cetera. So those sorts of things. And finally, just one other easy arcane indicator that Chair Powell follows is job openings. Mm-hmm. Compare that figure to the numbers of unemployed. If job openings are higher, and they are 8 million versus call it around 6 million unemployed, then eventually that closes the gap enough to bring the wage figures down and inflation. Let me go back on that. The figure was 12 million in terms of job openings. Now it's 8. Yeah. That's the slow drip, the slow weakening. So it's a clear sign that policy is restrictive enough because it's having impact. Delinquency rates are up as well. Slowly but surely, certain things are happening. And just got to follow all the little things and try to make a case from that.
Yeah. You talk about the bucket and water dripping into it and slowly filling up. But we've had the opportunity, Dave and I, had the opportunity to speak to a few CEOs of major financial banks in North America. And one of the concerns that we hear throughout all of them is the private lending market, private credit, phantom debt as well that's out there. Do you see this as a problem that could be coming out because of all these changes that are happening from the Fed or from the interest rates or the credit market itself?
Well, there's a lot of regulation of banks, and it's been the case since 2008. And banks were put under a microscope, and lots of regulations were put in place. In fact, helped save the system in March 2023 when you saw the anchors, the big banks, keep the system going, and everything in the economy has fared well since. This is because of stress tests on banks against potential problems. But those it can create problems for some entities that simply don't have as strong a balance sheet and business models. And bank regulations are probably going to step up, and bank capital requirements will also be stepping up, or at least there'll be the threat of that and putting some pressure on to cause more disintermediation, meaning more lending away from banks and by private credit entities. So there will be some hot spots here and there. And so investors should be doing their due diligence and try to be a senior lender and ensure they have plentiful capital, or I should say collateral, mm-hmm. behind the loans, and make sure the documents are written well to protect you as the investor, private credit investor. But we're not expecting anything systemic to occur as a result of issues in the private credit markets. One final note, private credit entities can't create money. They slosh money around that was created by banks. Only banks, it's just simple ECHO 101 stuff. Mm-hmm. Only banks can create new money from monies the central bank puts in the system. So they're playing an important role to lend to entities that can't get money because bank lending standards are tight, and it creates a lot of opportunities to be a senior lender. But it's part of a broader picture.
Tony, hang on tight. We're going to bring you back after commercial break, and we're going to talk about the opportunities that are out there. I think it's a global market, so we're going to definitely take a look at that. I'm really interested to hear more about where the opportunities lie from a Canadian investor perspective, because we're very focused on the Canadian market, but there's so much out there. Well, hang on tight. We're going to bring you back after a commercial break and chat about that.
There's so much more to talk about. We're definitely going to go back and talk to Tony. But Rob, we do have a seminar, actually two seminars coming up, one in Calgary, one in Lethbridge. Why don't you let everybody know when it is?
You got it. Calgary Seminar will be on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. You can join us in Lethbridge on Tuesday, June 18th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
When you look at all the risks that are out there in the world, one of the best places to find out how to calculate that risk, how to know where to go, where to get the money from, how to make money, this is a huge opportunity that I think people need to look at. So we're going to cover this in our seminars. Again, both in Calgary and in Lethbridge. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. And I'm looking forward again. Like Dave and I had that conversation with Tony Crescenzi. We're going to bring him back on. PIMCO, largest bond management firm in the world. You want to definitely hear about what he has to say, because this, and if you listen carefully to the interview, you're going to get some ideas that can really help your retirement and your portfolio. So join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.